From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over a baton-wielding protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte, whose recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. A total of 23 protesters were arrested, according to a police chief inspector there. He said the protesters broke through the line of police securing the embassy's gates. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A Shiite paramilitary force said it would support the Iraqi army's offensive on Mosul, the Islamic State's last major stronghold in Iraq, raising the risk of sectarian strife in the mainly Sunni region. The Popular Mobilization Force, a coalition of mostly Iranian trained militias, said late Tuesday that it would back the Iraqi government forces advancing toward Tal Afar. Meanwhile, reports quoting residents and U.S. defense officials indicate that the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields in their defense of Mosul. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged that the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second-largest city will not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump will have their last presidential debate Wednesday in Las Vegas, Nevada. They will face off 3 weeks before Americans cast their ballots on November 8th. More on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Wednesday it does not expect any breakthrough in resolving the conflict in Ukraine and international talks that are set to start in Berlin. The Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that we do not expect any breakthroughs. His comments come hours before President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet with the leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine to discuss the unrest in the ex-Soviet nation. Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on the rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepared for a unilateral humanitarian pause in their assault to allow anti-government fighters as well as the sick and wounded to leave. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lurecki of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is needed for humanitarian efforts.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
And now to Afghanistan, where the Taliban there is denying reports of secret meetings with the Afghan government officials. The Guardian newspaper Tuesday quoted anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the Taliban as confirming that at least two interactions between the warring sides in September and early October. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday said negotiations are the only way to resolve conflict.
We believe that a peace accord is really the primary or the only pathway to ensuring peace and stability long term in Afghanistan.
Two Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in a Soyuz spacecraft on Wednesday. It's the start of a two-day journey to the International Space Station. They blasted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan after their launch had been delayed by nearly a month because of technical issues. The Congolese capital of Kinshasa was gripped by a strike on Wednesday in a protest over plans by the president to stay in power beyond the end of his term in December. The opposition called for the action to protest a deal signed Tuesday that would keep President Joseph Kabila in power in the DRC until April 2018 by postponing this year's scheduled presidential vote. Britain's jobless rate held at 4.9% in 3 months to the end of August. That information came from the Office of National Statistics Wednesday. The nation's jobless total, meanwhile, stood at 1.66 million people over the same period. That's 118,000 fewer than a year earlier. More at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.